It's been 2 weeks now since North Korea shelled a South Korean island. The attack killed two South Korean Marines and two civilians. The incident has had an extraordinary impact in South Korea. Today, the country's president promised to transform five islands along the maritime border with the North into military fortresses. The attack might have had another, less direct effect. It may have paved the way for last week's trade agreement between Washington and Seoul. Jason Strother sent us this report from the South Korean capital.
세계 31개국에서 만들고 200개 나라 사람들이 함께 탑니다.
Ford and other American cars have been sold in South Korea for decades, but American autos still make up a small fraction of the market here. After Seoul and Washington renegotiated the terms of tariff reductions on U.S. imports, sales of American cars are expected to pick up. But some Koreans say they got a bad deal out of the trade agreement. Tariffs on Korean car exports will stay in place for 4 more years. The original agreement called for them to be lifted immediately, and South Korea had said it wouldn't budge on that. Some observers say they see a direct link between the renegotiation and North Korea's shelling of South Korea's Yeonpyeong Island last month, an attack that killed two civilians and two Marines. Lee Tae-ho represents the group People's Solidarity for Participatory Democracy in Seoul. He says the South Korean government capitulated to Washington and used the incident as cover.
연평 사건이 없었다면 협상은 조금 더 어려움을 겪었을 것으로.
I think if there had been no Yeonpyeong incident, the free trade agreement would have been more difficult to reach, Lee says. There was a lot of criticism in Korea of any additional compromises, but because of the attack, the South Korean government was able to deflect that criticism and make concessions. But Amy Jackson, president of the American Chamber of Commerce in Seoul, says the timing of the attack and the trade agreement revision are at most coincidental.
President Obama announced back in June that he wanted this lingering issues resolved by the time of the G20 summit. So already, you know, we had a time frame that was in play. Now, granted, both sides didn't reach agreement during the G20, but they came quite close.
Not close enough to prevent people from calling the lack of an agreement at last month's G20 summit a setback for the Obama administration. Now that a revised deal is in place, Amy Jackson says the trade pact will bring more than economic benefits. The agreement will also shore up the U.S. alliance with South Korea. But Lee Tae-ho says a closer alliance with the U.S. military may not be so good for Korea's relations with other regional powers, namely China. Lee says the trade deal is an attempt to balance out China's economic and military influence in the region. Beijing might see a stronger U.S.-Korea alliance as a threat, so he doesn't think the agreement will help increase security here. But Lee notes that the trade agreement still has a ways to go. It needs ratification by lawmakers in South Korea and by the U.S. Congress. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.